What's up, yo? What's up?
Hey guys, what's up? Sorry for not uploading the video, or not the video, the fucking podcast episode yesterday. The reason why we did that was because it's been officially 1 year.
Yeah, 1 year. We wanted to postpone it until today, just so we can do the episode on our 1 year anniversary moving into this house.
Yeah, we totally just didn't forget.
Yeah, like fucking, yeah, I wanted to, and then I kind of was just like, you know what, let's make a special episode and move on to tomorrow. And fucking, yeah, what's called?
Yeah. Yep. It's been officially 1 year.
1 year. 1 year of giving y'all the greatest content this world's ever seen. I mean, come on now. We're in the top 10% most shared podcast in the comedy spectrum. So put a little speck on our name, all right? When you talk about the Too Easy podcast, just a little bit speck.
Y'all know they just realized that when people say speck, it actually means respect. It's just shortened.
Yeah, honestly, and people, that's actually outdated. Actually,
people are shortening words so often now that it's only a matter of time before humans just start saying shortened words like fucking.
Nah, man, speck, yeah, fucking. Well, stupid, I mean, ass, yeah, fucking.
It's honestly getting to that point now.
Yeah, because people are so fucking stupid and they're so illiterate that they just, but it's okay to abbreviate shit, like, especially names. Like, people who call themselves Jonathan over John, you know, those people need to be put down or in a fucking insane asylum or something. Because, yeah, if your name's Jonathan and you call yourself Jonathan, just, you know, go fuck yourself.
There's about like four people listening that are mad as fuck right now.
What the fuck? Yeah. I gave you a fucking chance, bro. You're
throwing their earphones at the ground.
What the fuck?
Last time I watched him.
I'm just kidding. I have a couple homeboys named Jonathan, but
that's why I have
a couple homeboys named Jonathan.
There's always a couple.
Sorry, y'all. Yeah. I didn't mean to disappoint y'all today, but
even I know
that. I had to get the shit off my chest. Yeah. Shit's been driving me crazy for years. I care to tell you to your face, but I'll say it here. But so here's to a year of, you know, a new chapter, us discovering who we are, us being men, and figuring this whole thing called life out, piece by piece, you know. So, yeah, here's to a year, yo. Woo! Yeah! You did it. Oh my gosh, you're so amazing.
Sorry, I'm texting somebody right now. My bad.
But yeah. So I guess let's get this party started. Yeah, Mr. Beast is the biggest piece of shit ever. Who would have thought a big, rich piece of shit that gives free money away would do the unthinkable and cure people's blindness? Over 1,000 people got cured from blind. You believe this asshole?
Oh, fuck, yeah, yeah. Fuck this guy. That controversy. There's
piece of shit.
Yeah, because on
why? How could you think you could fucking cure blindness of 1,000 people around the world? How could you? Go fuck yourself.
You gonna let me finish?
My bad. I'm monologue. I'm mad. Yeah. Mr. Beast, go fuck yourself for fucking curing blindness.
Yeah, in case people don't know, he's grinning ear to ear right now, so he's joking. But anyways, if you guys haven't heard, I mean, which is surprising if you haven't, probably living under a rock or some shit, but apparently, well, not apparently, Mr. Beast came out with a video basically curing people's, like, blindness and deafness and such.
Yeah.
And such. He received a bit of backlash on it because people were saying, like, why are you posting about it when you should just be doing it, you know? Yeah, or some shit like that. And then it's like, yeah, and then they're saying, like, because of the fact that you're posting about it, or you're trying to
make money off of it,
you're being scummy or this and that. And this and,
yeah.
And
by the way, yeah, I was joking earlier. That
actually, yeah, it was a good, what I prefaced.
Yeah.
Prefaced? Yeah, prefaced. Yeah. Anyways. He was receiving backlash because of all that shit, and I'm not sure if Mr. Beast said anything about it. He probably didn't.
Yeah, he put out a tweet,
and then I didn't look at that.
Yeah, he had a tweet out. He pretty much retweeted someone else's like shit post on him.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, I think. What do you think about it overall? What's your thoughts on it?
Honestly, I mean, it's a bit of a gray area. I mean, I kind of lean towards Mr. B's side because, I mean, he cured those fucking people. I mean, sure, he got a bit of money out of it, but, I mean, he used the money that he already had to cure, you know? Man. So, I mean, it kind of...
Yeah, I mean...
It's a gray area, yeah. But I
don't know. I lean more
towards Mr. Beast.
I'm on Mr. Beast's side on this one. Even though there's some things I'm just like... I mean, but I get it, though. I get it. Oh, my bad. Let me just give my thoughts. Let me give my thoughts, my bad. Fucking Mr. Beast. Yeah, my bad. I didn't mean all that shit I said earlier. It was crazy because all these fucking Twitch streamers came out the woodworks and shit like that, and everybody was coming out. Fucking somebody, what's his name? Hassan came out and started trying shit on him. Fucking who else came out? I think Hee-Hee, or that fat fuck.
Yeah, H3.
Yeah, that motherfucker.
People always say that. It's fucking.
That Hee-Hee or that fat-headed fuck was saying some shit about it. I mean, they're like, oh, he's like, this is just a mockery of the United States healthcare and not being able to do it. And like, that's pretty overall consensus. I'm like, yeah, but he pulled money out of his own pocket.
The U.S. healthcare is pretty shit. So, I mean,
but what does he have to do?
Mr. Beast basically did a real good fucking thing.
Yeah. Out of his own pocket. I'm just like.
When the more people like thought about it and like talked about it and stuff like that, everybody kind of was like on Mr. Beast's side. And when people started realizing that, or the people that were like coming after him started realizing that, they started coming after him for other issues as well. Yeah. And then that's when people started talking about like, whenever he gives people like houses or the fucking cars or the fuck like that, he screws them over on taxes or some shit like that because they have to write it out or some shit like that. I don't fucking know the specifics on taxes.
But Mr. Beast takes all the so this is what Mr. Beast does because he already got audited already. Mm. So he did it to a point. He got audited on live while he was in the interview. I don't know if you ever saw that shit.
No.
Yeah, so auditor came and audited him by the government. Mm. Came and audited him. He's like, how much did you spend last year? And fucking like asked him all questions. Like the interview was a setup to set him up.
But he just he's doing everything by the book.
Yeah, because he's doing everything by the book. And that's the thing. When you do everything by the book,
you really
got nothing to do.
Yeah, and
I don't know. It's just.
And going back to the whole fucking tax things and everything like that. Mr. Beast got on an interview for that kind of shit. They tried to come after him for that.
Yeah.
And then he just said, like, I mean, we also, like, behind the camera, we also give them the option of, like, you could sell it back. You can sell it back to us and we can give you the money that we used for it.
He does have alternatives.
Basically, like, for example, Mr. Beast buys you a $1.4 million house. And then
you owe like $30,000 or $40,000 in taxes.
Yeah,
property taxes.
But like behind the scenes, like either after or before they start shooting, he'll approach you and he'll be like, "Hey, if you're not cool with getting the house, or if you're scared of like all the taxes and stuff like that, you can just sell it back to me. I'll give you the money for it or whatever the fuck." Mm-hmm. And
yeah,
the money just doesn't come out of nowhere.
Yeah.
Like he'll basically say, like, just give me the money, give me the house back. I'll sell it to you. I'll sell it for you, and then, however, like I sell it for how much money I get for it, all that money goes to you, and then all you have to do is just do the tax on that money. That's it.
Yeah, and you know, Mr. BC does alternate. Like he's just overall a good guy that just wants to film it. He wants it to get better. The thing is, all his money he's getting is usually from all his channels. Like, he has, like, 10 channels.
Yeah, 10 channels.
In different languages and shit like that.
Yeah, that's a good percentage about it. Yeah. But then there's another big percentage that's to sponsors and shit.
Yeah, and then,
because the sponsors all want a piece of the action.
Oh, so yeah. And then he has his own candy bar, energy drink, I think.
Yeah, yeah. He has so much revenue avenues.
Yeah.
That
he has an endless stream of money. Like the company offered to buy his YouTube channel for $1 billion. And he turned it down immediately.
Yeah, because
$1 billion, like he's building. First off, he's getting at least that much in just revenue off the channels itself. Not even talking about his other streams of revenue and shit.
He can easily make $1 billion.
So going back to the whole careful blindness thing. I mean, first off, Mr. Beast is not responsible for America's healthcare crisis. He is not. You know who is? The government. So go to the government and start putting your ballots in and start complaining to them. Don't go to Mr. Beast and start whining and talk about the healthcare system. No, he went and did something. He did not have to do this shit. Mm. Let's just keep it real. He did not have to do any of this shit. And he went out of his way to cure blindness for 1,000 people around the world. Not to mention, how much is a procedure? I looked this up. Each procedure is around... It's a like a 10-minute procedure. It's like north of like a couple thousand dollars, like $20,000-$30,000 a procedure.
Mm-hmm.
He cured 100. Like how much is? Let's see. I'll just go to the lowest. That way I'm not overhyping it. So let's say $20,000 to cure someone's blindness, maybe, or something. Times 1,000. This man. Guess how much you spent to cure all these people's blindness? Spent around $20 million to cure over 1,000 people's blindness. Of course, he's going to receive it back with, you know,
with all advertising, the other avenues and stuff
all the like fucking that. Publicity. He's going to receive it back anyways. This man's spending millions of dollars to cure blindness for 1,000 people. Like, go fuck yourselves. Like, look. If all you fucking Twitch streamers, all y'all motherfuckers banding together and coming in and saying, oh, Mr. Beast is making fun. I was like, okay, how about y'all come together, get $1,000, don't stream it, but make sure you have the paperwork to show that you did it, and go on your live, go each one of you go on your live streams and show the paperwork that you cured over 1,000 people's blindness. Then, okay, maybe, okay, then we can start playing the game. But until then, go fuck yourselves. Like, on the real, like, y'all motherfuckers just need something to complain about, and you cry about any little fucking thing. You're a bunch of fucking weasels that stay in your room. Don't even leave the house other than to pay bills and get the fucking food. And then some of you even have assistants. You don't even leave the fucking house. You're a bunch of whining-ass, crying-ass babies. I'm tired of it. You guys cry over any little fucking thing, and then you try to fucking... get all everybody that follows you to fucking agree with you so you can shit on that person. No, because you're virtual signaling. Go fuck yourselves. Fucking bitches. But anyways, on to the next news. Yeah, do you got anything?
No. Yeah. We pretty much covered the whole Mr. Right. Beast thing, so I think that's all good.
But anyways, shout out to Mr. Beast. That was nice. We over here acknowledge it. And we wish you the best, Mr. Beast. Hopefully it doesn't
over here doesn't at Too Easy Podcast Incorporated. We totally support you.
And if you want a partnership, my man, just hit us up. We'll go ahead and we'll give you some clout on our channel.
Yeah. I mean, all we'll really ask for is immediately $10 million
each?
$10 million.
Yeah. That sounds right.
You know what? Forget. Yeah. Why not?
You know, $10 million. No, not $10 million. Listen, let's go ahead and we'll be soft and easy with you. Just give us a quick little $5 million each, and we'll be fine. we'll make sure we'll sponsor everything on your channel for about a year, for over a year.
All we'll talk about is Mr. Beast.
This news on Mr. Beast, he shitted himself in his $5 million estate. Here's the news coverage on it now.
Mr. Beast.
And then Junior's out there, you don't see. Yeah, as you can see here.
In front of his house and shit like that in the bushes. As we can see here.
The residue of the shit, it smells kind of chocolatey.
Let's not go that far into it.
It's almost like Mr. Beast only lives off chocolate bars. Mr. Beast chocolate bars, try them now.
Oh my god.
goddamn.
Yeah, anyway, yeah, we pretty much covered all that.
But yeah, shout out to Mr. Beast. That was dope. And congratulations to all those people whose blindness were cured. Hopefully you guys are seeing a lot better now. But on to the next one.
Oh yeah. Oh, go ahead. For all those fucking star nerds out there, apparently there was a green comet that came by on February 1st. Or
ooh.
On the night of February 1st.
Okay.
Then it was like the first time it appeared in 50,000 years. And
ooh.
It'll be the last time it appears for another 50,000 years.
Nice.
So for people that don't, that didn't get to see it, then, I mean, you're shit out of luck. Like me, I was at work the entire fucking time. I would have called out, but I called out the day before because of some back pain. So I pretty much screwed myself on that one. But it got me into thinking, like, hey, like, I should buy a fucking telescope. I should, like, I found two new hobbies, like, without even trying.
Yeah.
Astronomy and fucking cooking. It's,
cool.
So now I have three hobbies.
I better not hear no stupid shit like, oh my gosh, the stars align with your Sagittarius.
No, that's just, that's astrology.
I know. Yeah, I'm just saying, but either way, it's all built off astro.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, I don't want to hear no stupid shit like where you get too into it and you're like, okay, let me branch off to this and branch off to that. I don't want to see no stupid. I'm like, Johnny,
I'm not gonna get too complicated into it. If anything, I'm just gonna buy a telescope to look at the stars. And that's about it.
All right, cool.
I don't want to be a master of everything, you know. I just want to be.
Yeah.
I want to dabble in them, you know.
Yeah.
Like, no, most for definitely. Cooking, for example, I'm like exploring like all sort of Mexican dishes right now. I'm thinking about making some fucking enchiladas someday. I'll probably end up doing that, maybe 2 weeks from now. I'm thinking about it. We'll see what happens. Sure. And I'm also like kind of touching on Italian dishes. Now, I've already like done like shit ton of pastas and stuff like that, but I want to try like those desserts that they have. What are those things called? Starts with a C. Not calzone. Fucking
cannoli.
That's one. I want to because I remember having that in the beach. They had like a
cannolis.
They had an authentic restaurant, Italian restaurant, over at the beach, and it was delicious.
Mm.
But
shit.
I guess I'll keep you guys updated on that shit. See how my hobbies do.
Anyways, World War III on the way. There was what's called a Chinese spy balloon that was caught by U.S. drones hovering over, I think, Wyoming. Let's see, Montana. And so they're ordered, Biden and all of them, they're ordered not to shoot it down because it spans like 3 football fields and it could, like, you know, hurt people on the down low. But yeah, it was flying over South America and then around the Pentagon. It flew over, it's flying over the Pentagon, my fault.
Didn't they do that same thing with some other country back then? I heard about something similar that happened back in like the 1900s or 1800s, something like that.
So what's gonna happen? I mean, are we gonna give them a pee-pee slap, or what are we gonna do to China?
I mean, we're doing the same thing to them, honestly.
Oh, I'm sure we are.
The only difference is that we haven't got caught.
Yeah, we haven't got caught yet. I mean, I'm sure they got their own. Like, look at this motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know, they sent a Korean spy, a Korean into China. He's like, yeah, we want you to pass off as Chinese.
Yeah,
fucking caught up.
I mean, I hope it doesn't get to such a serious state that we have to get fucking drafted.
But nah, not gonna worry, y'all.
Yeah.
Hopefully not. But in other news, like I said, I predicted them 49ers were going to get mollywopped by the Eagles. Got their asses spanked.
Oh, the Super Bowl thing finally came out? The fucking games.
They played this past Sunday. And, like I said, 49ers are going to get their asses whooped.
You wanna go to a fucking place to watch it?
Yeah, I'm done.
I'm thinking Twin Peaks.
Shit.
I went there with a friend once and pretty dope. I went to watch a UFC match against some guys. I don't fucking remember the names, but
some guys, yeah.
It was really fucking dope. It was,
I had fun. I was pretty dope. But yeah, now I'm done with it. But yeah, not the so this Sunday is the Pro Bowl, and then next Sunday is gonna be the Super Bowl.
Sounds good. I'm going for the Eagles.
Yeah, the Eagles, I mean, realistically, I say they win, but that boy Mahomes, man, that motherfucker can pull victory out of his asshole like you wouldn't believe. That motherfucker beat the fucking best team in the league on one fucking ankle. That's a fucking beast right there. I'll give Mahomes the props where the fuck it's due. I was saying the same thing last week, man. That boy Mahomes, you never know, man. Motherfucker can pull shit out of his ass. He can pull a victory out of his ass in the worst fucking case. Somehow he finds a way to win. And I like that shit. And I was saying it, you know, to a couple of people I work with. Mm-hmm. He's this generation's Tom Brady. Until he beats Tom Brady in rings or beats him in, you know, his overall percentage or his statistics, you know, he's this generation's Tom Brady. And fucking Joe Burrow's this generation's Peyton Manning.
Mm.
And so,
I mean,
yeah,
I could kind of see it, honestly.
And, you know, fucking, because I don't think Joe, as long as fucking Mahomes is still kicking, I don't see Joe Burrow fucking, you know, Mahomes or fucking, what's his name, Jalen Hurts from the Eagles. As long as those motherfuckers are still kicking, I don't see Joe Burrow outdoing them.
Well, we'll see what happens, I guess.
You know, like I said, two of the league's best quarterbacks, which is the first time in a minute. Two number one seeds are actually going against each other in the Super Bowl, which is the first time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So shit, it's gonna be fucking good. It's gonna be fucking good. But fucking So congrats to the Kansas City Chiefs and Philadelphia Eagles for advancing to the Super Bowl.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
May the best man win.
Shit. Fucking, I don't know if Mahomes is still gonna find a way how to pull a victory out of his ass, but yeah. Hopefully it's a good game. I'm all for it. But what's called? Shout out to I mean, technically it's not great news, but it, you know, it's news. So, well, actually, it should be decent news. So Andrew, going to Tate Brothers. Oh, before the Tate Brothers, let's go to Logan Paul. So Logan Paul is now officially being sued now. And fucking, it's a funny shit. It's like fucking the amount of people he fucking scammed. And yeah, I think it was from that one guy I said, I forgot his name. But yeah, he's finally getting sued along with his manager, his whole team that he had, et cetera, et cetera. So I don't know. We're going to see what's up. And then, you know, fucking Jake Paul still has his comments off on the fucking, or on his signing with the UFC. So yeah, Jake Paul just signed with the UFC to be the official drink of the UFC. Cause he was like, you know, making it seem like he was going to fight in the UFC and everybody got mad at him again. Because, you know, he kept saying, oh man, I can't wait to get in the cage, brother. This and that, like, you know, want to be, you know, talking shit, breathing air. And you know, he ended up just signing his drink over to be the official drink of the UFC.
Mm.
Like a bitch. Like I said, man, I ain't never going to respect Jake Paul's fighting career. I don't respect him now, but fucking, I ain't never going to respect his career until he actually fights real fucking fighters. Not no YouTube star, no sensation, et cetera, et cetera. Fucking actual fucking fighters. Like Jake Paul, his brother, actually fights fighters. I mean, they're old, but he actually fights fighters. And I don't respect it because they're still old, but he's more respectable than his brother. That's what, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And speaking of Jake Paul, he's about to fight Tommy Fury. I'm not too sure what's Tommy's history and all that shit, but he's the younger brother of the Gypsy King, Tyson Fury, the one that beat Deontay Wilder. He's the heavyweight champion of the world.
Oh, really?
But the big bald British white guy.
I honestly have not been following.
But yeah,
I'm not a big sports guy, honestly. I watch the big ones, like Super Bowl, fucking maybe the finals, but
yeah, he's just a mainstream fan.
I'm a bandwagon fan, basically.
Nah, but fucking he was saying it was gonna be a good match. I mean, honestly, I don't know which. I think they're saying he's a YouTuber as well. I don't know his history. I don't know what the guy is, but he talks almost as much shit as Jake Paul does. And so, I mean, it doesn't really matter to me. It should be a good tune-up fight before he fights Andrew Tate, if Andrew Tate ever gets out. But yeah, going on to Andrew Tate, him and his legal team hired Mike Tyson's previous lawyer from when Mike Tyson went to prison and got him out pretty much. So fucking, yeah, so he hired Mike Tyson's old lawyer, and pretty much what they're saying is fucking they're trying to get him they're trying to get him out of prison and bring him back to America. So fucking that's like their goal now, is to just to get him out of Romania. And Tate brothers don't shy away from fucking controversy. And you know, I wish them well. Hopefully they're again, like from the videos I saw, it looks like they're not having a good time. Fucking Tristan Tate snuck a letter to one of the reporters. And he was pretty much just saying they have no evidence, they still have nothing on us. Ask the politicians that are covering this shit up, which actually it turned out to be like the corruption shit actually turned out to be true. They actually posted a video of a politician that announced a date. Like he announced a date that wasn't supposed to be or something like that. He announced something and he fucked up and they caught it. And it was around and like people and fucking Andrew Tate reshared it or retweeted it. And, you know, now it's like looking more and more like, yeah, that fucking government's corrupted as shit. Because they just elected their new president or prime minister or whatever. And now it's like turning out that that dude's corrupt as shit. And it might have something to do with the fucking, but they're not going to look that deep. You know what I mean? It's looking bad. But, you know, some good news, Tristan Tate's baby mama, who just had his newborn baby, brought the baby over to the prison, and you know, Andrew Tate got to meet his nephew, his niece, and you know, it a little sweet moment, but yeah, I wish them boys well, I really do. Like I said, love them or hate them, if they don't have evidence on them, I mean, do you really just want them in jail because you don't like what they say? Like, come on, let's be real. But yeah, I wish them well. And I hope, man, that would be crazy if they do come to the United States. I don't know how that's going to be. But fucking, they would have never gone through that bullshit if they were in a different country like that. And I guess we can go and segue off to a new topic after these messages. Hello, is your wife a whore? Is she whiter than a piece of dog shit that lays out in your front yard? Does she have a five head whiter than a fucking airstrip at a fucking airport? Is she always running around in the streets playing cop? Does she enjoy the company of other men? Especially men that you know. Now she's probably cheating on you. And you guessed it. She's a hoe. So what do you do to remedy this? Well, I have the solution. Here at 1-800-SMACK-THAT-HOE, we have a pure line of certified callers willing to help you. And to talk you either into or out of smacking that hoe. There's no really hard line. Everything is blurred. So it's really however the representative was feeling that day. So, just whenever you anxious and you're in this predicament, call 1-800-SMACK-THAT-HOE and we will help you immediately. This has been a public service announcement and a commercial for 1-800-SMACK-THAT-HOE. Thank you for your time and enjoy yourself. Not as much as your wife.
2 seconds. What's up?
Oh shit! I already turned it on.
You turned it. Oh yeah. Shit! Okay.
What's up?
And other news. I forgot to say this, but Hogwarts Legacy came out already.
True. I heard you can torture people on that shit. So.
Yeah, dude. I was seeing some funny shit on Twitter and on TikTok. There was this one TikTok that I saw that was absolutely hilarious. For some backstory. Apparently, you can like cast spells like almost like immediately, like once you like drop in or the fuck like that.
Yeah.
And anyways, in the TikTok there was, or you know what? I'll just show you. In the TikTok, you know how like the trolley woman, shows up like with the and offers candy and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she offers somebody some candy or whatever like that.
Voldemort's like, I want a cadaver.
Yeah, exactly. That's the one.
Yeah,
I absolutely butchered it, but
Look,
hold on. Let me just.
That's crazy.
Let's see. Come on. I was on TikTok for like 4 hours today.
Sounds like about the average American kid right now.
Yeah, I even got a recipe for some cookies that I wanted to try. It's basically peanuts with chocolate and like peanut butter. You just put it in the crock pot, you slow cook it for like about 3-4 hours. Then all you do is just put it onto like a baking sheet or whatever like that.
Yeah.
And you just wait for it to cool off and then boom. It looks really fucking good.
And in other news, my nuts. We'll go ahead and start chewing on these salty nuts. And
hold on. I'm trying to.
But we got the gist.
What the fuck is it? Come on.
Yeah. But speaking of other video games, Magic, before we go into that, Forspoken came out and people fucking hate it. It's pretty much about a girl and magic and
here it is.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
Hold on.
Anything off the trolley, dude?
When I saw that, I lost my shit.
I was
laughing for so long.
Yeah, they fucking. I don't know, but yeah, now going into the fucking Forspoken. They say it's probably one of the worst game releases by Sony in years. Like nobody, like people fucking hate it. It had shitty ass reviews. And like it had like a whole bunch of political tropes and shit like that. And I don't know, fucking. To me personally, it didn't look like a good game.
Mm.
Hogwarts Legacy. Seems pretty fun. So whenever it comes out, I might end up giving it a holler. We'll see. We'll see. But yeah, going on to what I was going to say about the whole Tate thing. What was I saying? Just something about fucking, I don't know, everybody being, I don't know. I'll see if it comes back to me, but I was saying something about Tate and the brothers, but hopefully they get out soon. And they end up coming back to the United States or London, wherever the fuck they want to go, really. But yeah, who was it? I had on tip of my tongue too. Let's see. Oh yeah. But and what's called, the show Last of Us.
Mm-hmm.
is like it's getting a lot of crazy controversy. Because have you seen the new episode?
All right.
You haven't watched it yet?
I haven't watched it. I haven't played the game.
Okay, so we'll go skip from
there. You could just spoil it if you want, because I'm not going
to. I don't give a fuck. We're spoiling shit here.
I'm not going to fucking watch it, or I'm not going to play it, because it felt too boring to me. And honestly, I'm not a fan of zombie games or like zombie movies. Or something like that. That doesn't really appeal to me.
It's crazy as fuck though. I ain't gonna lie, there's some crazy shits in there. But yeah, it got controversy over like a gay scene of two guys with each other. You know, old boy from Parks and Rec, got the mustache.
Oh yeah, Ron.
Yeah, so fucking yeah, it got controversy because you know he does a gay sex scene in the show, and so fucking you know he's getting backlash because you know he's not gay or nothing like that. And fucking, I don't know, it was a whole bunch of backlash and shit, but it was a beautiful story, though, in my opinion. It was actually a beautiful, actual beautiful telling of a story.
Yeah, they were really saying that that they really, like, outdid themselves when it came to the storytelling, and especially, like, with the game and with the fucking film and all that stuff.
It was a beautiful story.
Exactly the same as the game.
I did see,
like, one scene where... I'll just call him Ron, where like the zombie apocalypse started or the fuck like that, and then like to survive he just went to a hardware store and then fucking got like
I saw that scene and
I was like, wow, this guy's like Ron to the truest sense.
If you could get fucking, we'll go to electric plant, fucking just get your own fucking generator.
That's
and
what
shit.
I was thinking. Yeah, in case of a zombie apocalypse, now because that shit happened or that shit
like
came
that,
on
that would
TV,
be the smartest thing to do.
People are just gonna be crowded around there and be like trying to get it, fighting for it. And shit like
there's a dope way of seeing where he just goes there, he's eating his dinner, he's like, you know, enjoying himself, and he's looking at the TV, and there's a zombie that runs up, and you know, he's seeing the commercials and shit. Or not the commercials, his fucking his CCTV cams, like he has them all over the neighborhood.
So he's watching them fucking.
Yeah, so spoiler alert. So he fenced himself all inside his neighborhood. And like he's waited for this moment his whole life. Like there's some
he was a doomsday prepper.
Like he was like he was a doomsday prepper. He had all his fucking guns in the basement. He's like, you motherfuckers. And like you just fucking
he just knew.
And then, you know, he's just like you guys are idiots for leaving, because I guess everyone in the neighborhood left. And I don't know what he did before. I think he cleared them out or something, the fucking houses or some shit. But he has a whole neighborhood to himself and shit. And he fenced the whole neighborhood. And he puts fucking flamethrowers on the fucking thing, so just in case raiders come in. And then turns out, like, during that 20-year span, there's a 20-year jump.
He was there for 20 years?
Yep.
I love that.
There's a 20-year span. And, you know, at the beginning, like the first couple years, there's somebody that gets stuck in one of his traps. He lays it down there because he trapped everything around. Like the whole fucking wood line, everything, like everything's filled with traps for like raiders and shit. It's a dope ass thing. Like it's dope and it's fucking crazy how he
doesn't spare anybody. He just fucking kills them.
Usually, because that's the way to do it. I mean, you can't, like, if you see the show, you're going to see why. Like, because the infection spreads through your body. It's like a fungus. And so, because if fungus spreads through your body or some shit, it taps your entire nervous system.
Is that why the fucking zombie looked fucked up in that fucking trailer?
Yeah, because the fungus is taking over the body.
Damn.
And so, it's very much because the fungus is its own... its own species, like it's its own actual
it's
living
like
being.
It's like a living thing.
So if it goes into your body, it pretty much takes over your fucking, your brain. And you start doing anything to get your hands on more fucking components, like to actually infect people. That way you can spread that fungi to somebody else. That way you can expand. So the fungi is the villain and all this shit. And it's spreading all over throughout the world and shit.
And so it sounds crazy.
It's fucking the fungi. It's like it's actually living and it's spreading on across other people and shit like that. It's a wild ass concept. Like there's a scientist that explains it like thoroughly in the first episode. He explains it thoroughly. It's as far as storytelling goes and video game adapted movies. This is probably one of the best adaptations ever, I think. I would say ever. Like, I can honestly say without a shadow of a doubt. I ain't gonna lie, the gay scene caught me off guard. I ain't gonna lie. That gay scene caught me. I was like, oh, shit. I had to fast forward that shit. But either way, like, the storytelling about them two, it was actually beautiful for a gay. Like, you know what I mean? You know me. I'm not gonna watch, you know, sit there and watch that shit, but the storytelling between them two is actually beautiful. And you're just like, okay, this, like, I'm not gonna shit on it because, you know, oh, he's gay, this and that. It was just a beautifully told story. It didn't emphasize the fact that we're gay, be proud of it, you know.
No, because, I mean, like, that's all it really needs. Yeah,
it was just a beautiful told story.
It needs more plot than it does.
Beautifully told story. And I was like, wow, this is like, if I die, like, you know, if I have a girl on my side like this, I'm like, that's the type of girl. You know what I mean? I'm just like, damn, okay. It was beautiful.
Yeah. And even if you didn't like, you could easily just think about and like, then, you and some other girl.
And then you see how Joel, you know, Pedro Pascal's
character. Main character?
Yeah, pretty much the main character. Fucking, you see how he intertwines in that story? And so in the game, they never show the story between them two.
Oh, so they're just kind and of, so now it's implied
it, it
in the
it
game.
Gives, now, but. Yeah, it's implied. But and now to give him backstory because you're gonna meet his character later on in the show, and so fucking it was a beautiful story. I ain't gonna lie, it was actually very beautiful, and
that's
so
pretty cool.
And so it was actually a beautiful told story. I mean, and then Joel, like halfway through, because I guess the guy he brought in, the you know, he's like more feminine, and so he's trying to make friends and trying to be cool with people, because you know it's only them two in the neighborhood. So he's like. And so he gets in contact with Joe and his girlfriend. And then the girlfriend start, you know, Joe's girlfriend and his boyfriend start hitting it off with each other. Mm-hmm. And they're like, yeah, come to the country. We got you. We got you a couple houses out here. You know, fucking, you know, just cool. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, Joe and her, you know, come over and they're like, you know, in survival mode. And these guys built a whole life in this fucking, neighborhood. Like, it's crazy. And then fucking, yeah, these motherfuckers literally spent like 20 years together in that neighborhood.
That's fucking crazy.
And fucking it, and fucking Joe, and then you know he's pointing a gun at Joe because he doesn't know him. He doesn't know if he's a raider or not. And he's like, and you know, it's a badass scene, but he's like, listen, if I wanted to fucking raid you, I would come at night and kill both of you. it was a badass fucking scene or some shit. He said some hard ass shit. And I was just like, oh shit. I was like, if I want to kill you, I would have killed you both at night. That's when the Raiders are coming. That's when the Raiders are gonna come. That would be the smartest move. And he pretty much gave him advice, and he was like, huh. Like he was like, oh shit.
Telling him exactly what Raiders would probably
like,
do.
He's like, okay, cool. And so like that's how they became friends and shit like that. And it's a beautiful told story. I didn't want to talk too much on it, but it was a nice story. I ain't gonna lie. Like I don't like shit like this, but this was a good fucking story. I'll give it the props of it.
And you know, because of how great Last of Us was, Pedro Pascal hit trending again because of
for
like
Saturday Night Live shit.
No, not that. Just
oh no, you trended for that too.
Yeah. But like he hit trending again. Just because of how good he is, how cute he is, according to some girls.
Oh,
and
did you see the daddy interview?
Yeah.
Daddy's a mindset. Daddy.
Because
he's like the best TV dad out
there. He just hit trending because of that shit, and it's like what the 10th time it's happened to him in his lifetime.
Some shit. I don't know. Like fucking. I know he was twerking with a fucking zombie or some shit like
on SNL. Did that?
SNL, but like for the promo,
I thought it was like in the fucking thing.
The video promo kind of went off, like he started twerking, or not twerking, but you know, dancing.
With
the zombie or some shit, and then the zombie came out. They're like, "No, that's our co-host." And he's like, he's about to fucking kill him. He has like PTSD and shit. He's like, it's funny as shit, but fucking it's a good show though. I ain't gonna lie, like it was actually a good show. I usually shit on stuff like this, but it was actually a good show. I actually like it. It's intense as fuck. Like everything about it, like it's intense from the start to the fucking end of the episode, which I like. It's pretty dope. It gets you fucking, it hooks you in. You know what I mean? But yeah, check out The Last of Us on HBO Max. I'm not sponsored to say any of that, so do it on your own accord. Let's see
what else is happening.
Shit.
Or what did happen.
Man, there's something else that fucking happened. I just can't put my fucking finger on it.
I think that's pretty much it for what happened.
Word?
Oh, you know what? James Gunn released his...
the fucking DC, the new DC Universe, yeah.
Yeah, his list of the movies and films, or the movies and shows that are to come. And apparently the next Superman movie is going to be called Superman Legacy.
Yeah,
and that it's gonna be like a 25-year-old.
Where he's barely starting,
becoming Superman. Like not the origin story, but just like
him growing that into middle
part where he's like learning the ropes, sort of thing. You know,
how many times have we seen this story? This is my thing. This is my thing. Mm. We already got attached to the DCEU. You know what I mean? There are some bad movies and there are some amazing movies, but you know we're all along on this shit show together. You feel me? Now you're going to restart everything with people we don't know, and you're going to keep some people in it, even though you're rebooting the whole fucking thing. I'm just like, that makes no sense. Just restart the whole fucking thing. And this dude, so he pretty much got, you know, he's not going to have Henry Cavill in this next universe coming up, and which is weird. I'm just like, and guess who he kept?
Ezra Miller.
Yeah, he kept Ezra Miller over Henry Cavill.
Yeah.
You believe that shit?
Fucking Ezra released a statement, not through social medias, but just through the press, that he's taking the necessary steps in order to better himself and to keep playing the Flash.
I'm sure it
sounded like it was
PR
propaganda bullshit. Yeah.
How the fuck does this happen? Where you guys don't know, like for almost 5 years, you don't know what the fuck to do. Honestly, all you had to do was put out Man of Steel 2 and you'll get people back in the seats watching y'all's movies. But you kept making shitty ass movies that nobody wanted and fucking nobody went to go see. And you guys kept going for it and you guys ignored the fucking main source line of your fucking material. The main fucking reason people went to see a DC film were for the fucking Seven and the Justice League movies. Let's be real. The first seven or whatever. First seven, right? Unite the Seven, whatever the fuck you call it. Yeah. Like the only reason people even went there was for those guys. Now you guys are going to do some other side shit. Like some of the shit, I'm like, okay, maybe we'll see what happened. But like you guys go way the fuck out of line and then you forget the main source material. Go fuck yourselves.
One thing that I am kind of like looking forward to though is The Brave and the Bold. Apparently that's going to be the Batman Robin storyline, but where Robin is his son. Because you know in the newer comics where the current Robin is his son that he had with...
Damian Wayne?
Yeah, Damian Wayne, who he had with...
Ra's al Ghul's daughter?
Yeah, Ra's al Ghul's daughter. Apparently that they're gonna try to go through that storyline, and that storyline is actually really fucking good.
And the thing is, they can go through that with Batflick, because I know Batman, you know, Batflick is not fucking coming back, right?
Well, I mean,
because I know he's gonna be in a Flash movie.
He will come back, but he's his own world, you know.
Yeah,
he's his own reality. Does that make sense?
Because I know
he's not gonna be a part of the DCEU.
The Robert Pattinson one.
Yeah.
He's a whole different universe, but fucking, I know. But I'm just saying for what's his name for Batflick. That's already in the Batflick. Okay. I'm like,
damn, I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah, Batflick. Like I'm hoping and praying that he does, man. Like they hyped this character up for 10 years. Mm. Going on 10 years now, since 2013. I'm just like, man, let's at least finish on a good fucking note. You know what I mean? I'm just like, man, that would be dope as fuck to find out he has a son and he's older. Mm. You know what I mean? Like it's just, you know, that storyline works.
Then there was also a Supergirl, I think, show that was gonna happen too.
Yeah, because they already got a show, but supposedly the last season sucked.
Yeah. Or so, maybe not a show. It's probably a film.
No, it's like, the movie. Gonna, it's a movie.
Yeah, they're basically gonna introduce her to the DC.
But the show, like, supposedly, the show sucked. Like the last season.
Yeah, and they're also rebooting Swamp Thing, the show.
Yeah.
Because that
they say it's gonna be like a horror movie.
Yeah. It's gonna be more thriller.
Yeah. So
I'm looking forward to that one.
That one looks like it could be good. Listen, like, if they do this new universe right, and right path where it's connected, then I'm all for it.
Yeah.
But what I don't like is when we already built a connection with these characters and we are already on the right path, and then just so you can reboot at the fucking legs. Mm. I'm just like, just finish what you guys started. You know what I mean?
I think that's what they're going to do with The Flash. They're probably going to, because you know how, like,
yeah,
that storyline is Flashpoint.
Yeah.
And in Flashpoint, basically two realities end to create one brand new reality. So that's probably it's probably gonna be like a final bow on the fucking DCU that we know of.
If they do that, okay.
This current coming up one, it's just gonna be mainly story building. That's what I'm thinking so far, because they're also bringing in fucking Waller.
Waller has their own show. That one looks like it might be good.
And then they're also bringing in Booster Gold as well.
I don't know what that is. I saw it, but I don't know what that is.
Booster Gold is basically, to sum up, a time-traveling superhero that also goes through space and just, like, fights crime or whatever. And then that they're also coming out with a Green Lantern show as well.
That one looks like it could be good. They're going to have John Stewart and Hal Jordan together.
Yeah, and then they're also going to have...
Which is dope.
Yeah, and then they're also going to have...
And supposedly... Oh, my bad. One more thing. Supposedly they casted Zack Snyder's John Stewart that was supposed to be in the final cut, but they ended up cutting him out. Supposedly they casted him to be John Stewart. But
And then that they're also doing like a set piece on Themyscira.
Lost Paradise.
Paradise Lost. It's basically gonna be world building in this stage, I think, and they're going to introduce the heroes and stuff like that, and then I'm thinking maybe a year or two from now, that's when three years is when they start making, like, start gaining traction, like putting the movies and stuff like that.
I don't know, just like I said, as always, just do it right. Don't bring no political agenda, don't bring no stupid ass out of source material, you know what I mean? Just bring something, and if you can add something new to it that people are gonna be like, "Huh, we didn't know he could do that too."
Y'all know the storyline I would love to watch, the Batman Who Laughs, that storyline.
I think that would be that would probably be too fucking dark. I don't think they'll make a movie out of it. They'll probably make a series, like a little side series.
And I think that's more later on down the line, honestly, because in that arc that the Justice League has, it's basically like really long, really gritty, and has so much like realities that are warped into it, and like so many heroes, stuff like that. It's something for later down the line, definitely, but it's something that I would really love to watch on the big screen. That was one of my favorite storylines in the fucking comics.
Dude, that would be a wild ass story. So I don't know.
Hopefully they bring back fucking Killer, not Killer Frost, Dr.
Fate?
No. The villain for Batman, Dr. Freeze, fucking Mr. Freeze.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. So supposedly that might be part two for Robin Patterson's Batman.
Yeah, I heard some talks about that. Yeah, I hope that comes true.
And it's going to be old boy from... what's his name? Old boy from Black Shazam.
The bald guy. Austrian guy or some sort.
Yeah, I do. But supposedly he can end up playing. Or no, they're trying to look for Gus from Breaking Bad.
Oh yeah.
They might end up getting him. Supposedly both those are like
the top. That guy is a really good villain, but he was saying that he wanted to become a hero this time. Like, he wanted to be a hero this time.
Nah, he's the legendary villain. Like, when you have a you already have a fucking a role.
But the thing about actors is that they want to like increase their repertoire, so then they'll like go for something that they're not used to in order to try to bring it to their fucking.
I mean, true, but like at the same time, like if you already have a calling card and you're already getting fucking called to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, at that point, I think it's pretty much just hubris.
Yeah,
hubris.
Yeah,
but hopefully he's just as good a hero as he is a villain. If they even do cast him as a hero, but chances are it's going to more likely be a villain.
Oh yeah, also forgot to mention, happy Black History Month.
Oh yeah,
to people who
Black History
Month. Yeah, like me personally, I don't give a fuck about Black History Month anymore. Like, first, you know, in my opinion, Black History is American history. It's not going to be, I'm not going to wait a month to celebrate my history. Like, no, fucking Black history is American history. It should be, you know, something that's seen every day, if not by anybody else, but our people, and actually cared about. Like, fucking, like, same thing with Latin Week. Like, I got to wait, you know, a whole year just to celebrate one
week. And that's some bullshit. Yeah, why do Latin America get a week
and everybody else
gets like a month?
Honestly, in my opinion, I'm just like, I don't want nothing. I don't want anything. Yeah. Like, don't fucking give me a week. Don't give me a month. Like, I don't give a fuck. Like, just
respect.
Yeah, just 24/7. Just give me, listen, just put it in the history books. Put everything that happened, actually happened, not the history that you guys made. And I'm talking about you, America. But fucking, just put the history that's actually out there, the actual fucking history, the dark, gritty shit that I had to read as a kid. And I know it's even dark and grittier when you read closer to it. Luckily, I had coherent thinking history history teachers.
Not that propaganda bullshit.
Yeah, like not the stupid fucking white guy with the Pharaoh hat.
Yeah.
In the front, like, yeah, no, not that bullshit.
They even did that to fucking Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I'm not sure if you guys heard about
Jesus,
that shit.
Yeah, I mean, they did a whole bunch of stupid shit. I mean, Jesus is Middle, you know, he looks Middle Eastern.
He was born in Middle East.
Yeah,
he,
I'm just like.
He should have Middle Eastern traits.
Features but, and, you know what I mean?
But I'm they like, whitewashed the fuck out of him.
Whitewashed the fucking shit out of him.
Now he's, now somehow he's like a ginger-haired white guy that's.
Yeah, fucking Obi-Wan Kenobi and shit.
That's tall and skinny and shit like that.
I don't know, but fucking. Yeah, yeah, like fucking. Yeah, just put it in the history, right, man. And people that do celebrate it, you know, not to shit on you, but for me personally, I don't want a month. And, you know, Morgan Freeman already said this in one of his interviews. And it had me thinking. For years, I pushed it off, but I actually thought, I'm like, damn, are you really wait this whole time just to celebrate what I am? Like, oh, it should be an everyday thing. And, you know, fucking. And if you see, only the minorities have certain months and weeks and shit like that. Nobody else does. I'm just like. I'm like, no, don't fucking, you know, give me a month. Like, I don't give a fuck about it, you know. And people, you know, I see people in my workplace, you know, celebrating it, and it's fine. Like the fact that we actually can bring and acknowledge things is fine. That people that weren't really acknowledged, it's fine. However, it should be acknowledged year round. It shouldn't be because of companies are selling, you know, propaganda. Be like, you know, I'm something of a nigga myself, you know, come February and shit like that. Fucking you see the head directors and shit wearing fucking daishikis and fucking Kuma Kinte hats. I'm like, get your fucking asses
up. You know, that reminds me of some bullshit that fucking some city in Florida did. They got a fucking police car.
I saw that shit.
Made it into African pride.
Yeah, they put fucking LGBTQ in with the fucking the black kids. I'm like, we're not all fucking gay. Get the fuck out of here.
It's fucking, it looks like rainbow colored a bit, but then at the same time, there's like a fucking picture of Africa in there. Like, and there was like famous black, famous people. And then it was. And then if you paid attention to, like, the people around it, nothing but white people.
Yeah, man.
It was stupid.
Not, speaking of police officers, we're going to get in. Just to top it off, the outro, we're going to go ahead and finish off with the Tyre Nichols story since we're talking about cops and stupidity.
Yeah, well, I don't feel like my opinion matters that much on this one.
Speaking of hoes, and no, I don't mean your wife. Or do I? Gabrielle Union said she doesn't feel bad for cheating on her husband for having less money than her. Which reminds me of something, of a book written by the man himself, Future. Why Women Deserve Less. Right? Greatest book probably ever told from the Toxic King himself. And now, I'm slowly and very progressively, actually, am growing a liking to it. However, if you do find yourself in that same situation as Dwayne Wade and her ex-husband, before resorting to the Toxic King himself, ask yourself, what would be the right thing to do? Well, we have the solution right here. It's 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. That hoe gets out of line, 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE. And we'll give you the best information and best advice that you probably need at that very moment before you go on in. Slap that hoe. Please, ask yourself, what is the reasonable thing to do? 1-800-SLAP-THAT-HOE.
Gonna turn right now. Oh, I'm gonna go. By the way, I need to get a fucking massage gun. Yeah. I got one of those manual ones. I got one of those manual ones that you just roll on your back.
Yeah.
It does work, but at the same time, it doesn't bring the same relief. I need one of those fucking, you know.
Yeah, fucking
drill into my fucking bone.
Yeah. So as you could say, Junior needs a vibrator.
I wouldn't put it like that, but yeah. I mean, gets the job done, you know.
But yeah, speaking of Tyrone Nichols, RIP to Tyrone Nichols. So I'm pretty sure y'all know about the whole death and everything, about him getting beat up by 6 officers. And by the way, the white officer involved was fired, which was weird because it was like 5 black officers and 1 white officer. Mm. And you know, it's usually the other way around when it's like police brutality. It's that one black white cop, the one that's black but acts white, and fucking it's a bunch of other white cops beating on a black brother, and it's just, I don't know, it's weird, it's funny, but yeah, he got terminated, which is weird, and so I mean, I don't know how much involvement he had, fucking yeah, he got fired, and the other ones got put in jail, and they're facing actual criminal charges and shit like that. It's weird, but I guess so. And supposedly, you know, I don't know how true this is, but supposedly one of the cops that were beating on him, his girlfriend was seeing Tyrone Nichols, or one of his ex-girlfriends or some shit like that. Mm-hmm. Was fucking around with Tyrone Nichols, and that's why he had them all fucking beat him up and shit. Mm. It was just fucking crazy. I'm just like, I don't know. It's bad. It's tough to watch, but I'm just like you motherfuckers. Like, out of all the people you could have been looking after, you couldn't look after your own brothers out on the street and shit. You had to fucking beat them. It's just low. So, condolences to his family, his parents. Hopefully justice is brought. And, just to end it off, and hopefully those Memphis police officers are held accountable. Every single one of them, not just a couple. And no, it's not, you know, a few bad apples. It's when one person fucks up, everyone's fucked up.
The whole thing.
But anyways... Yeah, I guess we can end it there. I just want to end it off on giving my condolences to Tyrone Nichols and Nichols family. Yeah.
Keep them in your prayers.
And most definitely.
If you do pray.
Yeah. But yeah, I guess we can go and end it there, y'all. Thank y'all for joining us. I know we're fucking around most of the episode. And also,
felt good.
Free the top G. In my opinion, free him. I don't give a fuck. Free the Top G. And also make sure anybody that's doing any wrong is held accountable. And also shout out to Mr. Beast for carrying the binance for over 1,000 people. I don't give a fuck what people are saying. You can hate him, you can love him. The fact that he did that out of his own pocket, you guys can go fuck yourselves. But anyways, peace out, y'all. Have a great weekend. Let's get it.
Yeah.
Un otro. Bienvenidos al podcasto.
Tranquilo, la migra. La migra.
I don't know the Spanish word.
Policía. Córrele. Vámonos, gato.
Again?
Yeah.
But yeah, we're doing all these, like, all like in bulk. Just one after another.
Yeah, we gotta fill the airway. I know you guys are just fucking creaming your pants every
we
time
gotta
you hear.
Fill your ear hole somehow.
We gotta fill your hole somehow.
We can't just fill it with,
with crisp, decent voices that get your nipples so hard that you're cutting through your shirt, and now people think you're fucking into fucking BDSM. Got a fucking nipples poked out when in reality they were just
like,
fucking
they're like
stiff
so,
that
they're
day.
Like so hard that they tear through the fucking
tear through the fucking
you have to like wear band-aids constantly.
Fucking fabric cutters and shit. So guys, I get it. I understand. You guys get moist at times.
Damn.
Just don't fuck up your fucking earphones when you're listening to this, because your eardrums might bleed, okay?
If you have diamond cutters, hit me up. That's all right. I'm saying.
And you also gotta be a woman as well. So I put that in there because there's some fucking, it puts the lotion on the skin looking motherfucker that's rubbing his nipples to this fucking song, to this fucking podcast. So you gotta be specific, June. I don't want no fucking long haired Point Break looking motherfucker. Is this the address to Zebedee? I was like, Joe, get your fucking ass out of here. There you go. You know, I don't judge, but
we'll see what happens. But yeah, on
to the podcast. What the fuck ever. Go fuck yourself.